Good morning. This is the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, one house destroyed by fire in Dalkeith, St. Michael last night. Some local businesses are reporting improved sales driven by the return of this year's Crop Over Festival. A women and girls' rights advocate wants more done to address instances of domestic violence on the island. And the police in Jamaica call for a revised Cyber Crimes Act to include provisions for public mischief online. With the details, I am Kashi Brown. Good morning. One wall structure was destroyed by the fire in Dalkeith, St. Michael last night. Station officer and incident commander on the scene, Tramel Perch, told Starcom Network News that one woman was in the house at the time.
We responded to a fire at Dalkeith in St. Michael. The call came in at 1941. This is 741. We responded with three water tenders, two from Bridgestone Station and one from Worthing Fire Station. We had under the command of Divisional Officer Vaughan and two other senior officers and 12 fire officers. A wall house and is under control at the moment. A lot of the content should have been destroyed. There was one female who occupied the house.
The station officer on the scene, Tramel Perch. One resident who lived nearby says she saw the smoke and came to investigate.
I was in my gallery sitting down, then I saw the area covered in smoke. Then a young lady passed into me. If I walk a little further away down the gap and look up, I would see everything. So I hurry and came up the hill. When I came here, I saw the house in flame and the lady that lived there sitting down by herself. So I just went and spoke to her. She told me she was inside cooking. Then she had a little bowl in her hand. She said she was trying to throw water on the fire with that little bowl. And her hand just got touched with the fire, but not nothing too serious. She said she wasn't there by herself, so she just come along and let everything else happen. She lived with her friend, but she looked like she in her 60s.
That's one resident of Dalkeith giving her account of the incident. Some local businesses are reporting improved sales over the last year. That's following the harsh economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Managing Director of Abed's, Eddie Abed, told Starcom Network News that sales were mainly driven by the return of events leading up to Grand Kadumont after that two-year break. He also noted that the late announcement of this year's Crop Over Festival had dampened further sales.
There were many fetes, gatherings, social events that drove demand not only for clothes, but for shoes, hair, nails, cosmetics, several other consumer durables that many of my neighbors have informed me they saw very good sales leading up to that to the event. For us, it was the last 2 weeks prior to Kadumont that we really saw a boost in sales. Several of the larger bands did not participate, and of course that hurt us in terms of what they would have wanted to make their costumes and to garnish them with various feathers and beads and so on. So we didn't see that part of it, but I'm very pleased with what we did see, albeit it came late.
As the company prepares for the remainder of the year, Mr. Abed notes that with increased freight costs, local businesses must plan to ensure that this cost is not passed down to customers ahead of the Christmas season. He says that while businesses have learned to be careful over the past 2 years, the increased cost of freight pushes businesses to plan adequately for the coming months.
In 2019, a 40-foot container from China would cost us somewhere in the ballpark of $3,500 to $4,000. Today, that same container, this is not peak season. Peak season starts from next month, is costing us about $13,000. So yeah, it's gone up at least four times. And that, of course, translates to the bottom line as to the cost of the product. Not to mention, because fuel has gone up, the cost of producing any merchandise has also gone up.
He believes that the performance of the business sector for the holiday season depends heavily on their preparation. Women and girls' rights advocate Dr. Marsha Hines says she wants to see more done to properly combat instances of domestic violence on the island. Her comments follow a video circulating on social media which shows a woman in a physical dispute with a man who appears to be in a relationship with her in the presence of a young child. She tells Starcom Network News that legislation must be updated to ensure the protection of vulnerable people.
We have for a long time been unhappy with several aspects of the functioning of our justice system in relation to the treatment of victims of intimate partner violence as a specific type of gender-based violence, but also with domestic violence, which is much wider than intimate partner violence. It's about the children that grow up in the homes that are affected by family instability. It is about elderly relatives. It is about vulnerable relatives. And the reception that they get when they go to court is not satisfactory. Our Protection Orders Act, although the act is from 2016, is in bad need of upgrade. The world has moved past where our act is.
She believes provisions must be in place to adequately deal with cases of financial abuse.
We have things like, for example, financial abuse. And if you listen to the narrative, not just the beating that the woman was receiving, but if you listen to the content of the narrative, I do for you. I'm the only body that stays with you. That speaks more to financial abuse and economic abuse than it even does to the physical abuse. So the physical abuse is a problem in and of itself, but there is also financial abuse. And if you think about the Protection Orders Act of Barbados, although financial abuse is documented in the definitions section of the act, there is very little provision in the instance of financial abuse.
That's rights advocate Dr. Marsha Hines, general manager of AURA. Rondell Jones is concerned with the lack of spectators on the new route for Grand Kadoumont. Mr. Jones tells Starcom Network News that spectators play a major role in the event.
The people give the revelers energy to parade. You know, basically, males put on a costume, they're looking to masquerade or parade in front of people. And not having people for large portions of the highway was definitely a negative impact. What was positive about it is the room that we had. So we, logistically, we had less security breaches and less issues in terms of the related security in general, but it did take away from the atmosphere of the jump. There were large parts where there were just us, Rod and IUA, and it was a little difficult to keep everyone motivated and everyone energized. But from the time we reached, for example, Buffalo Roundabout, where there were patrons watching, the band came alive. So it is important to have spectators watching. They really influenced the festival in a really big way.
That's the general manager of Kadoumont band AURA, Rondell Jones. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, says the Cropover Festival bounce back this year is indicating a boost for the economy in the future.
It was good to be born. It looks good for the future for Barbados and the economy of Barbados. It looks good going forward. So let's hope that the trend continues, that there will be no other pandemics or outbreaks. Let's be working on making Barbados the event capital of the Caribbean or maybe the world.
Meantime, some artists are reporting an increase in bookings since the Cropover festivities started this year. Speaking on VOB's fireworks program, Ingrid Holder, manager of artists such as Edwin Yearwood and Lead Pipe and Sadis, said her artists are being requested internationally.
The touring has actually started back a few months ago, and I imagine it's going to get more tedious as the markets reopen for carnivals and so forth around the world. People from Holland are calling us already, so I expect 2023 to be an extremely busy year. Sadis, I know for sure, is going to have a good year. I already have bookings for him overseas, mm-hmm. both him and Lead Pipe. Edwin has already started touring. Crossfire didn't get to do a tour in 3 years, so we'll be starting back in a few months.
That's artist manager Ingrid Holder. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force says there's need for a revision of the Cyber Crimes Act to include provisions for public mischief online. Police Commissioner Major General Anthony Anderson on Tuesday disclosed that detectives encountered challenges with the probe into the disappearance of a woman because of fake news which was being circulated by some members of the public. Dennis Brooks, Senior Communications Strategist with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, says it's difficult to lay charges against these individuals under the current legislation. Recapping the headlines. One house was destroyed following a fire in Dalkeith last night. Some local businesses reporting improved sales driven by the return of this year's Cropover Festival. A rights advocate wants more done to address instances of domestic violence on the island. And police in Jamaica call for a revised Cybercrimes Act to include provisions for Public Mischief Online. That was your 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes to you at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning. And the latest at 7:30 was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.